Now that's a story. That is a story. But thank you, Alan. That was good. You made it a lot further through it than I would. Man. Anyway. Before I start sharing, I want to explain to you that we're here to become one church, his ecclesia. More churches need to unite. Now, this is Michael's opinion. This is the way Michael sees it. We got all these churches out there. I think Keith said one time there's like 60-something churches in Pierce County alone that's named. And it's hard to believe that we can't come together, all these churches, because we have this thing called denomination. Why do we have denomination? It's because of man. It ain't his way. It ain't what God wants. It's what man wants. That ain't what the Bible says is we need to be doing. We need to be getting together. We need to be sharing with one another. We need to be talking and hugging up on each other and loving each other, because that's what Jesus did when he was here. We as men usually don't wear our faith out in the open. We don't, you know, we don't talk about it a lot with others. We got to teach our kids how to become boastful about Jesus. We got to be able to talk about it at a football game. A few weeks ago, a Pierce County game, I was walking with my wife back down to the concession stand, and this song started playing over the PA. And Big John Deal, I don't know, y'all might know him, might not, but Big John Deal had snuck a little Brandon Lake over the main speakers, and he was playing Gratitude. That's a powerful song for about 8,000 people to hear, you know. But it's little things like that we need to do. If we use our voice or our positions to go out and speak Jesus' name, use songs, play your radio a little louder. I'm still y'all hold with me here. So I'll share a little of my story now. So I was a womanizer. I used women to satisfy my needs without being married to them. That ain't right. That ain't what we're supposed to be doing. 1 Corinthians tells us, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." So we have to watch our ways. If we have done that, like myself, we have the ability to repent. We have the ability to ask for forgiveness. And it's only because Christ died on the cross. So you need the second part of that. 1 Corinthians 6 and 18 is flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. I learned something from that when he woke me up. We'll say it like that. Because he woke me up on this little highway right here when I was going to work one day. I was all caught up in this big election and how everything was going, Democrat, Republican, and when Trump lost, I couldn't believe it, because there just couldn't be no way that God would let us fall into the hands of this kind of rule. But I turned that over. I turned it over and asked God, what can I do to understand this? I want to understand why. Well, I can tell you, after a few days praying like that, I was on the way back to work from lunch one day, and I just started bawling. I couldn't understand why. Just all of a sudden, I lost it. I wasn't on drugs, wasn't drinking, couldn't figure out why I was being so depressed. So I pulled over on the side of the road and I said, what is it? What is it, God? What am I doing? He said, you got to tell them. You got to tell more people about me, and you got to prepare people for what's going to happen. There's some stuff coming that you might not understand. We might not understand, but there's some things that's going to happen that people's going to need guidance. And it's going to take strong men like us to be able to relay that message to them. And the message is that Jesus is coming back. Hell's going to rain fire on this earth, and you don't want to be here. And we've got to let people know that they can go to heaven. They can if they repent. So that's the first part of my story, and I'll hold off right there. But Mr. Jeff Gore, you prepared to say something? He drove all the way from Texas. We got to let him talk about something. But we met Jeff. He did a podcast with us one night, and I think it was the best time I ever had doing a podcast. But Jeff's he's an old cat.